United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom out the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation representative smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation 2002, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, entitled, Rely on Yourself, in Hawaii, USA, in September 1994.
This opportunity to thank you for coming to my life.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Miracles have happened. My husband was opposed to my going to your meditation.
Oh, really?
But now he's very supportive.
Oh, really? Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Good
and
for you.
We're communicating a lot better. Thank you. Thank you for giving us this.
Tell him that he behaves well. It's good for his age. Yeah, that's good news. It's very nice for you.
Do you have any disciples that could report in regards to their struggle? You had them speak the other day about how blessed they are and how much their lives have changed. But I guess I'm looking for some type of inspiration that the suffering before the blessings are also...
You have fear. Yeah. Not everybody likes to go through suffering and fear to get the blessing. You'll try to find, you know, during group meditation, sometimes in the magazine, you know, the people sometimes share the experience, the letters, or sometimes during their retreat, they'll share the experience. But very seldom I hear somebody who likes to share fear. Most people like to go away from fear. So
it's not the fear.
You're so cute.
Oh, thank you.
I like you because you're fearless fear.
I guess what I'm looking for is just that we all share the same, not struggle in a sense of fear, but...
but the fear itself.
I feel like I'm sinking deeper in this.
It's all right.
Because I'm a new initiate and I want everything to be the way I want it to be. And I heard all your disciples say, you know, hey, you know, this was this great for me and so on. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if they all got it instantaneously or did they also have to go through periods of struggle.
You see, each one is
a
little different
right.
from the others. And you probably try to learn from them, each one differently. But you know what? The most beautiful experience occurred to us is that we will become more loving and more sacrificing for others, you know, more tolerant.
Yes.
Not because we have seen a lot of heaven things.
Yes.
This we will see anyhow.
Yes.
All the dead people will see heaven, all right? Sooner or later, on one level or another, okay?
Yes.
So no need, right?
Yes.
You are very cute. I think you're both very lovely. All right, it's very cheerful, you know. That's why your heart went to your head. You have a lot of loving feeling. You see, all of you, of course, very anxious to know your levels and know your mission in life, your roles in the universe. I'll forget it. Okay, just nice to be a child of the Father. Just nice to be nothing. Whatever the hierarchy or heaven want to make use of us, let it be.
Yeah, I tend to forget that, honestly. I mean, it's not my mission to always want the glamour of heaven. I also enjoy the service of God, also, and I agree with you totally, that the goal is actually to better myself.
As you concentrate more, as your concentration go more deeply and more stable, you have better things also. But also that is not that important. More important is that your loving kindness will develop more. You're more at ease with yourself. You love yourself and you love others. Alright? And then you will desire nothing. Not even heaven. Alright? And not even the Father. Father is always your Father. He can't run away from that. And the heaven is empty if they don't give you come up, and then okay, you don't go. You stay here. Whatever, you know, and you feel very at peace with yourself. No desire for heaven or no desire for Buddhahood because you know you will get it.
Yeah.
Very deeply you have this very deep security. You know that you can't run away from God and you can't run away from heaven. And then the desire will die, every desire. Because you will know from your soul inside, not your brain, that you get, that you are that, and you are what you want to become. Hmm? Okay. But that takes some time, and not from yesterday, right? Even if a baby is born, it takes a longer time to grow, huh? But I like you, you're cute. I think that was very cute.
Let's say a master decides to come to Earth to do things with humans to, you know, promote their well-being and so forth. Within that time that the master is here, can they also just become like the rest of us?
Okay. Well, I did not experience this. But if you want to be a master, there are many opportunities. You just make yourself qualified. And there's other words for you to teach, and heaven school for you to be, you know, to educate people. It's no problem. The master, there's no need to have to give way. There can be many masters, okay? Sometimes the saints, we also disguise, you know, as ordinary beings in different religious group or in different organization, in order to use his or her position to promote heavenly way for them in their own level, okay? But the master is a master, huh? For example, if you go to heaven, huh, you see Jesus, right? Or you see the Buddhas. It depends on whom you like to see. Because all are one, but it could be manifested into different ways to please us. And if you are really truly only a Catholic believer, you'll be shown only Catholic way of life or saying, so that you're at ease with it. But later on, as you progress, you will know many other saints and other religious figures, so that you know universal love, all right? Most of the dying people, the dead people, or the near-dead people who are shown heaven, they only show a part of the knowledge, a part of the knowledge that they expect when they were alive, and that they know when they were alive, so that they're not too shocked, and because they can't learn too much, all right? Now, when we learn this kind of universal wisdom, like in our group, then we will know many things, not just a corner of the wisdom, all right? Now, if you want, suppose you go to Jesus, okay? Now, you will see Jesus is surrounded with other people. If it's necessary for you to see, otherwise you only see him, all right? And then you forget about the surrounding, even though it's so beautiful. And then, if necessary, other people will appear next to him or around him. And these people are so loving that you will melt yourself with their love, and you feel you don't want to go back to this world. Even one second, you forget everything. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your kids, you don't know anything else. Because that is the overwhelming love of heaven. That's how people will forget the earth. Because they will see, oh, this is the kind. When you go to heaven, you see here it's a filthy toilet. Don't even want to go down. And your body is a cumbersome, a weighty sack of blood and flesh and bone, and you don't even want to come in. You feel tight and you feel prison if you have to go back into your body. That's why most of the time when you meditate, the master has to make the transit smoothly. Not like those people who experience at the time of near death or death and things like that. They jerk out the body or they jerk back in the body, and that makes them feel revolted. It makes them feel, you know, disgusted. And they cannot get on with their everyday life. So the difference between the near death people or the dead people and come back, or the dead people and those of us who die daily, is that the transit is very smooth. You come in and out of the body, and sometimes you're hardly aware of it. And mostly sometimes it's done in its sleep. So sometimes when you just woke up in the middle of the night suddenly by some noise or some kicking from your partner, then you saw leftover light or sound or whatever, and then you realize that probably you have been somewhere and just come back, you know, and leftover experience. But then you forget. And that's also good for you. Yeah? And then you progress every day. You're more loving, more wise, and more tolerant, and more easygoing. It's just like the child who has milk and don't realize he has it, but he grows, you see. So the most important is you grow, and lovingly, wisely, okay? That's important. Then you know you have experience, okay? I just remember that I have not finished my answer to you unless somebody else asks a question in Africa. Because you asked me whether a master is different, right? I say a master is a master. Even though if you go to heaven and you see Jesus and somebody else around him, they are also very loving and kind, that nothing can compare to this earth. But still, you see the light around them is different from the master like Jesus, for example. You know what I mean? They are different. Yeah? Even they are different already on earth. Some people are virtuous and spiritual. Their light are brighter around them. Their aura is different from the one who is always angry. They're always in red, you know? Okay? And the masters are different because of their personality only. not because of their spiritual standard. Of course, there are spiritual standards too, yeah? But for example, if two Buddhas, the same level of enlightenment, still they are different, yeah? Why is that different? And you ask me whether the master will become lower in this level. Yes. No, they won't.
Okay.
No, what you get is that DNA, left over probably passed down from generation. Then you get some of the DNA of them through their babies, yeah? And then their baby born you and things like that. So that is the so-called reincarnation. But you never get the pure one. Therefore you have to struggle with the habit that is collected within the DNA that you inherited. Understand? That's why when you come here, you are no longer perfect. That's why you have to meditate. So that you know what you're doing. And you try to fight back the negative information that is inherited within your cells. That's what you have to fight with, not that you're not perfect. Of course, you're already born chosen in this situation. If you're born in this world, you can't find any born master DNA here. Even though if the DNA from the master of the past left here on the earth and you somehow inherited, you know, through that family clan, fine. That's why I say you could be born master. But even then, that master has been mixed with many other DNAs already, you know, through the lineage. You know, suppose the Master Jesus has a baby. Supposed to, okay, fine. And then his DNA is left in his child. His child might not be a master, but the DNA is still there, okay? Because he also collects other things from the society. He's not necessarily have the pure DNA. And then his Jesus baby bear another babies. And then social environment and collection and habit will be also registered together on top of that DNA that you have inherited originally. You know, now another heavenly being wants to become a master, okay, then probably he chose his off. That family has a DNA of a master of the past. Maybe I born there if I could. The matchmaker in heaven will try very hard, himself try hard to put these two people together with so that he gets the DNA he needs and the situation and the parents he needs. But still then, it's not pure anymore. You know what I mean? Not the real Jesus, all right? So even then, there is a mix of a lot of habits apart from the Jesus memories in the cell. Apart from all the wisdom he get, sometimes it's mixed and blurred and all diluted. Not only that, but mixed with another kind of ingredients. And it's very difficult to recognize that mastership in this alone, kind of separated. So when that person is a master soul come in that body, she has still have to find with the negative traits, apart from the good and holy DNA that is inherited from before. Kavish.
Does that mean that when the master looks down into this realm, the master is walking into what seems to be the most optimum vehicle to carry the master?
Yeah.
So it is a union of what is partially here, but it's also coming from above.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody, not only master. Before we came, we chose our parents. We chose the approximate, you know, surrounding so that we can be born.
Does this mean that the master soul and the soul that is already here incarnated make an agreement?
Yes, a long time ago.
Oh.
A long time ago. Preparation for a long time. That's why I say the human being is very precious. Human life very precious. Better make use of it in a good way. Otherwise, it's rarely we have opportunity again. Okay? Too many souls are produced every day, and God has to carve them into a perfect statue. Huh? And when we miss it, we won't get the opportunity so quickly again, huh? Probably sometimes billions of years, trillions of years goes by. Then we are on our waiting list to be looked into if we miss the chance. Understand? So that's why there is a difference between masters and masters. But the master is still a master. Huh? For example, you all learned from a master. And you all came from master plan from heaven. Still, the way you learn, the way you struggle yourself, the way you improve yourself, make you a master. Okay? And then other lazy and all like that, they just stay around there. It's all right, they are souls, they are heavenly beings, it's okay. but it's not the same. All right? Just like a student in college, huh? Some strive to become a better or professor, but some stay there or drop out. Yeah, it's all right. Nobody say anything. Whatever you want to be, you will be. All right? When you go to heaven, I told you before, I didn't finish before. Yeah? If you see Jesus and see other beings surrounding him, even though they are all so loving, so kind and heavenly, but different, you know, not master, okay? And the master, when finished here, don't come back. They have a better assignment, heavier responsibility, but enjoyable, more enjoyable job than on earth. Easier to teach beings than these earthling people. Mm-hmm. Not that the earth people are difficult, but they jump into this situation. Yeah, they inherited all these DNAs and all these egos in the cells. You know what I mean? When you die, your cell dies, but your babies goes on with the DNAs, with the cells that you have, see? All information are written in the cells as well as in the brain. So it never died. The brain died, okay, but the cells goes on. That's why the people emphasize having babies to continue the lineage. It truly has the continuation of the lineage. All the information will pass down. That's why you see many traits in the same family. Yeah? But of course, that is not to stay like that. So that the society will become, we have a lot of varieties, you see? Because that person, even though inherited all information and traits from his father, go on develop his muscle and then learn from different mixture and become another individual apart from the information that he already has. And so he become another individual again. He has a trace of his father, but a trace of his own. Hmm? Many masters don't want to come here. Very difficult to work with this instrument. It's somebody else's DNA. And a lot of garbage that you inherited just before you come. You can't help it. You know, and you struggle with this broken instrument to do the perfect job in an imperfect surrounding with all the imperfects of the instruments. You know, this is my job. If you want to be master, think twice. You've got all kind of training that against your very soft wills, and you will not know why things happen to you like that, just because you want to be master, then all the blessing will come to you. All the tests, the trials, the temptations, the hardship, the sorrow, and you never know it. You never know this could happen to you, such an ordinary, peace-loving, and very gentle being. But never mind, if you want to be master, why not, huh? When you want to aim high, huh? Might as well, huh? But whether you're chosen or not is also up to heaven, huh? But at least you want it, huh? And then you hear it, huh? Yeah, I wish you luck. And keep the master power in your heart, okay? Love you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you for your love.
Very happy to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television every day for insightful and inspiring lectures from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next. May your spirit be light and bright with God's blessings and grace.